Hello and welcome. You are here with Sebastian, Joelle, and Katie. Today we will be interviewing Taylor Anderson, the stage manager of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
Okay, Taylor, for our viewers, what is a stage manager?
You manage backstage. You make sure everything's going exactly the way it needs to be, and you coordinate between all the different departments. So in the rehearsal process, the director will ask for certain things, like certain costumes, certain props, certain set pieces to be built, and you, at the end of every rehearsal, have to do a rehearsal report to make sure that the department head for that area, whether it's costumes, set, whatever, gets that information. So you're kind of like the coordinator between every department in the theater.
Okay, awesome. So what was your most successful production, you'd say?
I'd have to say that The Maids has been the most successful production for me. We did get nominated to go to KCACTF, which is like a theater conference, and so we got to go and perform the show along with, I think there were like 7 or 8 other shows that were nominated to go. And we were selected out of like 50-some shows in the southern region. So that was just really cool and exciting. Plus it was the first, it was second stage, but it was the first big show that I got to stage manage.
Okay, cool. So what made you want to become a stage manager for A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum?
It's the only show that we're doing this semester, and I knew that I definitely wanted to stage manage again after doing The Maids last semester. And so when Paul asked me and told me that it was a musical and I found out it was a farce, I got really excited because I really like farce shows, so that was kind of the main reason I wanted to do it.
Okay. So what's the most difficult part of being a stage manager?
I would say, in general, the most difficult part for me has probably been taking control of rehearsals and, like, the actors and being the person in charge, because I'm not used to that. But aside from that, I think it's just making sure that everything's running smoothly and, like, keeping track of all the different working parts that are happening at the same time.
Yeah, okay. So how do you stay organized?
I'm a pretty organized person as it is. I use a lot of sticky notes, a lot of sticky notes all over my binder, all over my room, just to remind me of things. But it's definitely just keeping your prompt book, which is like the binder that you keep your script and all of your information in. That just needs to be really organized, or to how you need to keep it. You need to know how your binder is in order, and that's how I stay on top of things.
How do you approach a script when reading it for the first time?
I try to go in with a completely blank mind. Like, I try not to have any, like, ideas about what it could be about or, like, what style it'll be done in. I just kind of sit down with a blank mind, read it, and then usually go back and reread it a couple times to really get the feel for it. That's about it.
How do you handle an obstacle when it occurs during a rehearsal or a performance?
First, I take a deep breath because I don't like surprises. And then it's just instant problem-solving mode. Like, during The Maids, when I did that last semester, the computer with all of our sound cues restarted in the middle of the show, and it was just instant, like, panic for everybody. And it was just, okay, breathe. Let's think about how we can solve this problem. And you just start going through all your options. It's a lot of, like, troubleshooting, in a sense, but you just have to be calm.
What is something unique and interesting about A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum?
Well, our version specifically of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum is very different because we're actually doing it in the round, which means we have audience members all around the stage. So it's like a complete 360 audience. Also, we're doing it in a found object style. So that means all of our set, all of our props have been basically built out of trash, which has actually been really fun and exciting to work with and seeing what people can come up with. But that has definitely been the most unique aspect of this production.
Okay, so I understand the show's genre is a farce. So with this being said, how is it different working with this versus other genres?
Well, farces are very fast-paced, and so the biggest thing has been in the rehearsal process of the actors learning to pick up on cues faster, because it is a very back-and-forth, like, ping-pong type of comedy. It's not slow. There aren't a lot of pauses, so that has been, I guess, the biggest challenge for the production in general. For me, I wouldn't say as a stage manager that much has changed. The biggest thing that's changed is that it's a musical, but I think the biggest change has been for the actors.
Okay, so if you could stage manage any show, what would it be?
I would want to stage manage Phantom of the Opera because it is the only reason I'm involved in theater right now. I saw it in Jacksonville like 2 semesters ago, and I was actually an education major at the time, and I used to watch Phantom of the Opera growing up like every single day when I was little, and so I saw it and I had a breakdown and I changed my major the very next day, and that's how I became a theater person.
So what's been your favorite part of working on the show, and maybe a memorable moment for the listeners?
I'd say my favorite part of working on the show has been that it's a found object show. So like building the props and just seeing what people can come up with. A memorable moment would definitely be Kip, the director, jokingly in rehearsal asked for party poppers, like those things that you pop and streamers come out of them. But some of the other things he asked for, completely seriously, were like fake foam butt, fake legs, prop arms, like ridiculous things. And so I had to ask him what kind of pop streamers he wanted. And he was like, "No, Taylor, I was just joking about those." And I was like, "Kip, you gotta like point out that you're joking because this show is just crazy in what we need." So it's just been the looking backstage and seeing all of these props, like a fake foam butt, a rubber duck, hobby horses made out of Swiffers with yarn attached to them. So I would say definitely the props has been my favorite part.
Okay, awesome. We're looking so forward to seeing the show.
Thank you so much, Taylor. It was great having you. Break a leg. Don't forget to come see the show in Lewis Auditorium on March 8th to the 11th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, March 12th at 2 p.m. General admission is $15. Students get in at $5. And it's free for all Flagler staff and students. We hope to see you there.